Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Well, I tell you what, I have just witnessed a new level of paranoia that I've never seen in my life before, which I will explain in a second. It's Friday. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Friday. We've been waiting for what feels like a week, and you are finally here.
Yes.
And yes, I just witnessed, Antoine, you witnessed it too, a new level of paranoia from a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Monica Brooks just spent the last 10 minutes de-lousing her area here, cleaning it, spraying it, Purelling it.
Lysol.
It's very clean right now.
Freaking out. Clean. Mad, too. Somebody better not use my headphones. I'll kill them. Get on my microphone. I can't even believe it.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
She has to spray the microphone.
Spraying her microphone now with Lysol. And why is she doing all of these things, Antoine? Why?
Monica walked in, and there's a computer in front of her, and she saw a word that terrifies us all.
Yes.
It was pulled up on your screen.
Someone's Googling over here, and what they're Googling, they've been over here Googling about diarrhea. So you see that on your screen, what do you assume? Somebody has a stomach bug or maybe possibly, what's causing the diarrhea?
They're trying to figure out they have the symptoms of diarrhea.
So that's right. Since they were over here in my spot.
Friend,
she
is freaking out because someone Googled the word diarrhea on the computer that sits near where she stands.
Yep. I went ahead and sprayed it down. No regrets.
You're being safe. Because I would hate for you to get diarrhea, because then there's a chance that I'd get diarrhea by being so close to you.
One tight bubble.
But, I mean, here's the question, though. When you've had it, because we've all had it.
That's true.
When have you Googled it? Never. When has anyone needed to Google it when you've had it?
So that's why it's scary, because then they must have some serious case of something, and they're trying to figure out what's the source.
Maybe they were just curious. Antoine, they were playing a spelling bee of some kind. That is a very difficult word to spell.
That is a very difficult word to spell. Maybe, but I think what Monica may be saying is maybe they have something that they're hoping is only diarrhea. Maybe it's like, it's so bad to like, please let this also be a symptom.
Well, then if we're playing the Google game, then that would be, please tell me I only have diarrhea, not just the actual word.
Yeah, somebody said that was a serious Google search.
10 minutes just because somebody Googled that word, that's it.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I don't think I'm alone on it. I think somebody else, if you see that pulled up at your, you know, in your little space, your little office or
52353, I guess. Yeah. If you showed up at work and on your work computer that word had been Googled, you would automatically assume that the cleaning lady in the middle of the night thought, must Google whatever's happening.
Someone did. Why?
I don't know why she sort of sounds like some sort of witch, but that's, I don't know. So, good morning, everybody.
There you go.
Be careful what you Google. You will be judged.
You should be careful.
And again,
what
I'm
you
telling
Google.
You, if a person had it and they needed to Google anything about it, it probably would have been on their own phone while they were sitting on the toilet. They're not going to come in here, go all the way into the corner of the room.
If someone had your computer over there and it said strep throat, you'd be like, why are they Googling?
Okay, now that's a different story.
Ooh, that is scary.
Like, why are they Googling? Does someone feel like they have strep?
That's scary.
Yeah. Stop with your argument.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
This one's kind of cute. Grandpa's in charge. Things go a little wrong.
Right. Grandpas are cute.
Grandpa's in charge of the children.
Grandpa was babysitting 4-year-old Sebastian, but he wasn't paying attention for a minute. I guess Grandpa nodded off in his recliner.
Now, why do you have to make that assumption?
I don't know.
Grandpa
I
nodded off in his recliner.
Off.
Like, we're all just 100 years old. Men, all we do after we cross the age of 60 is sleep, fart, and sit in a recliner.
I didn't say all that. Why'd you say all that?
Because you said all that.
I'm like, what? I just said he probably nodded off for a second.
Because you just assume he does all of those things.
Kids can be exhausting.
And I want to say, how dare you, but my own father's not, and I don't even know how he raised me sometimes. I wonder. He was a great dad, still is a great dad. But man, you get him around when my kids were younger, 2, 3, 4 years old, he didn't know nothing. It's like he just forgot it all.
Yeah, it's like, dealing with kids, they had a lot of energy, which is good. That's
okay,
a good thing.
So Grandpa's in charge.
He's in charge, but Grandpa wasn't paying attention when 4-year-old Sebastian said that he was hungry and wanted a cupcake. He wanted something sweet. He wanted a cookie.
Okay.
Grandpa said, no, sit down. Eat some, some gravel or something.
Or eat some gravel.
That's what Grandpa would say, obviously.
Okay. Well, 4-year-old Sebastian, he grabs Grandpa's keys off the counter.
Ooh.
Hops in Grandpa's SUV and drives a mile in rush hour traffic.
How is a great question. Yep. I saw this story.
To find something sweet to eat before he was stopped.
This four-year-old knew how to drive a car. Yeah. Who taught this kid how to drive a car?
And at the same time, you know, I get it, and it's kind of scary because Hendrix, he has told me before in the car as we're driving from daycare, driving home, he's like, I know how to drive.
Ooh.
And I said, really?
I know. And you know what, Antoine? You think to yourself, how could this happen? What four-year-old would do this? When Monica mentions her own child, I see it. I could see.
And this story scares me because
he's that kind of kid.
Yeah. And because I tell myself he's four. There's no way he would just grab. He knows where the keys are located. So I'm like, there's no way he would just grab the keys and do this. But then you see stories like this.
Oh, yeah. I have met a very, very smart five-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I have witnessed with my own eyes this five-year-old drive a stick shift car.
What?
Yeah.
I promise you. I saw it with my own eyes. I was so shocked.
5 years old.
Drove a stick shift car.
Does he also work in the mines for extra money? I mean, good.
So
wow.
Smart. Yep.
Never underestimate the power of devious little children.
Yeah, they pay attention. Hendrix watches everything. So now I'm thinking.
Yep.
Maybe I need to put the keys up somewhere else.
I think so. Oh, man, I'd love to see him drive because I think he'd be adorable. Well, he did it. He looked like the cutest Muppet.
What? It's a green light.
Yep, I can see him yelling at people in traffic. What you cut me off for? Hey,
is that a kid in that seat?
What you looking at? I'm trying to go get some waffles. Leave me alone. Oh, man, this texter had it even worse than poor Monica, who was stricken with
diarrhea.
On her computer. She came in here. Someone had Googled diarrhea.
So I just had to sanitize.
And now she's freaking out. I think she's going to take a personal day. And actually, you know what? You're going to claim it's a medical, it's a work hazard thing. So it doesn't even count as a day off for you.
It depends on what's causing it. Maybe.
Yeah. Unsafe work environment, y'all. Mm-hmm. That's what we have right here. This person was affected even deeper, I believe, because it took away so much of their time. Text 52353 because we asked if someone had ever come into their computer at work and had someone Google that. It was not that, but he did say someone looked up funny cat videos on their computer.
Oh.
I found myself watching it for at least an hour.
An hour
of his life.
Good
stolen
God.
Away.
YouTube will suck you into a rabbit hole, or in this case, a cat hole, and you're just there forever.
I tell you what, I remember when I first discovered YouTube.
Right.
That's right, kids. There was a time where YouTube was not a thing. And when I first discovered it, I spent 2 hours watching old WWF wrestling matches. The amount of King Kong Bundy matches I watched was just, it was amazing. Because I just couldn't believe that all this stuff was here.
It's available to you. Yeah.
I should, I wonder if it's even, if we can even find it. Because it's going to sound as stupid as, remember when they always play that clip of the Today Show when they're talking about the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the internet, what is that? What is email? I don't understand. There was a segment of the show where I came in to tell Monica, you weren't even on the show yet. It was me, Danny, and Otis back in the day. It was before Monica was invented. And I said, guys, there's this website and it's called YouTube. And they're going, YouTube? What is YouTube?
That's weird to hear.
Let me see. I'm going to have to look for that. Good morning. Monica had the story about the four-year-old who drove to go get himself a cookie. This texter points out, and they may be right, he drive better than Monica.
Well, in rush hour traffic, too. Hey. Yeah, he did well.
For a four-year-old, 1 mile in rush hour traffic, fairly
That's
impressive.
Okay.
Exactly.
Rush hour traffic makes me nervous, so props to that kid.
Monica, the car makes me nervous at any time. Regular traffic, 4 a.m., any of those things. So good morning. Let us know what you got going on. 52353. Did you miss Scott and the Naked Lady yesterday? Because our friend Scott came back for hookup or hangup. Because he got a raw deal last week.
He needed to come back.
And we liked him.
Mm-hmm.
So we put him in here this time. We get Ariel in here. And we find out an interesting twist about Ariel's life.
Well, I like lots of things. One thing I really enjoy is nudity. Sorry, what? Okay, no. So I travel to nudist beaches. I have an outdoor shower at my house. I just feel like I'm free and able to think clearer in the nude.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I have never been to a nudist beach. I would.
All right.
Just probably, you know, just take my shirt off or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I love myself and my body, and you would probably want to know before dating me. Oh, I have three cats that are my babies.
Okay.
Well, Okay. Let me tell you about me.
No, you won't.
Sorry. You don't get to.
That was so wrong.
Time is up. But I feel like we learned a lot. Well, I've got follow-up questions.
And y'all
first,
didn't have to tag it on the buzzer.
I would
have
hold.
No, buzzer.
I would have hold Scott. I would have hold. He's so cute and precious.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's count it down. Y'all stay on the phone if you want to hook up, and y'all can hang up if that's no good. 3, 2, 1.
Hook up?
Scott, you
said like a little mouse coming out.
That was my favorite part.
Aww.
Hook up.
Oh, so innocent.
An interesting development yesterday in the 10K payday. There was a frenzy going on. Never before have I seen such a frenzy of Amanda's in Salem freaking out.
Yeah.
They were popping out the woodwork.
They were. I think I talked to every Amanda in Salem because we gave away $10,000 yesterday to a woman named Amanda.
Right?
Yes.
In Salem. Here she is.
Hello.
Her. Hi, is this Amanda?
It is.
Amanda.
Yes.
You just won $10,000, Amanda. There's Amanda.
Uh-huh. Amanda in Salem.
And, you know, we didn't necessarily say her last name a whole lot on the radio because privacy.
Yeah.
You don't need people knocking on your door going, hey, how's everything going?
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to? Trying to get your money. So we just say Amanda in Salem. And I received texts. Emails, Facebook messages from basically every Amanda in Salem said, I heard Amanda in Salem won. Was it me?
Well, I think that's okay. Because if I was Amanda, I'd be like, hey.
Yeah, maybe
it was me.
Maybe my phone didn't have service.
I'm Amanda in Salem. Like, trust me, if it was you, you'd know. Because I'd be kicking down your door if I had to try to give you this $10,000 to get an answer. It would be like, shh, she won, but nobody tell her. Let's just go into the weekend and figure it out. So shout out to all the Amandas in Salem.
Amanda.
Especially the one who won. You know who you are. Everybody else. You don't know who you are, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
You just didn't win. So.
Exactly.
But thank you for participating. Yes. We certainly appreciate that. 10K payday was awesome, and hopefully we get to do it again in the future. Having to deal with kids' toys is the absolute worst. They're all over the place. And in the Thang Hacks today, Antoine Terrell promises to help you out.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, he's fired.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Okay, you won't be fired. Because if we held people to that standard around
Correct.
Here, Monica would have been fired a long time ago for not helping the Thang Hack. And we can't have that. Thang Hacks on a Friday. We come up with suggestions. We have tips. We have little tricks, things we find out about on the internet. And we try to bring them to you, kind of help you make your life a little bit easier. Then we turn things over to Monica Brooks, who provides the entertainment portion of the Thang Hacks.
The one
I'm bringing today, it will help, guaranteed.
Okay, so how?
It's going to help you clean your car.
We talked earlier this week about cars and water bottles and stuff, so.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Dirty car, and kids often cause that dirty car. Kids often cause dirty houses as well.
That's true.
Antoine, your Thang Hack deals with toy organization.
Yes, so I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of parents, and one thing I hear is that kids are always upset because they can't find this Barbie doll. They can't find this action figure. They can't find their toys.
Oh, man. I had an argument with my son just yesterday because he has some Bluetooth speaker that's shaped like a dog. And he said, where's my speaker? I said, how the heck would I know? Where's my wallet? You don't know where that is.
Yes.
You're in charge. And he sat there and just said, I said, find it. So, yes, I understand the frustration.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, you know, you can go and buy those shoe organizers that hang from a door where you can put the shoes in there.
Yeah.
That now becomes your toy storage.
Okay.
So, action figures are all put in there. Barbie dolls are put in there. The Bluetooth speaker can be put in there. It's on the back of the wall. I mean, back of the door. So it's not taking up space in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they go.
You can put
a picture on the slot of the toy that goes in there, and they can match it up. It can turn into a game, a race and cleanup game. Mm-hmm. How fast it can match. You're working on fine motor skills. Listen, there are a lot of benefits.
See,
how about that?
There is the part of it where you get into the Antoine doesn't have kids segment where he's being helpful, but then you think, oh, yeah, how cute. We'll put pictures in there, and they'll totally do this. No problem.
It'll last a day or two.
All of my Thang Hacks are, theoretically speaking,
Okay, for me, you know, I've talked about this one before, but it makes total sense as we get into summer. Everyone's doing all their summer vacations, especially if you're doing a big trip with mm-hmm. other people. Mm-hmm. This will change your life because what happens every single time you do these vacations, you do it with other couples and everything, the first thing you got to do when you get to the beach or the mountains, whatever it is you have to make this big, long, annoying trip to the grocery store.
Correct. Yeah.
And it is crowded because everybody is getting there at exactly the same time. It's chaos. It's a store where you don't shop, so you don't know where anything is. Sometimes it's a chain of stores you don't even go to normally. And you think, I don't even know, is this a good deal? Is this a bad deal? What's going on here? You have 17 lists from all the different uh-huh. families. You don't ever have to do that again, my friends, because you just order it online, baby.
Just order the groceries online?
Order the groceries online. And what you can do, because everyone, it's always fun when you're getting ready for vacation. Yeah. You're excited. Is the week before, you set up your account for whatever the grocery store is, and you set your delivery time, and then you give everybody the login information. They can go in, put whatever groceries it is that they need for their family on the list. It's done. It's taken care of. You add whatever it is you
need.
No
worries.
You see mm-hmm. everything. You know what's on sale. If there's coupons, they can be attached.
Ooh, that's nice.
Then when you get to town, all you got to do is roll up to the grocery store and throw it in the back of the car.
Done.
And then you're on your way to drinking. At least that's what it is on my vacation.
Gotta relax.
No,
yes.
It's family time. It's family
with
time.
With drinking. Exactly. And now, depending on where you are in the location, spend the extra $10 because you're splitting it a bunch of different ways. Have that stuff delivered, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You don't even have to go pick it up. They will bring it to the house for you. So you're already drinking and the groceries arrive.
They show up.
That is your vacation hack. Next, Monica Brooks is rooting around in the floorboards of your car, mm-hmm. but she claims it's going to help you keep it clean.
That's right. That is right.
And your children can be involved in the process next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
She's basically covered every part of your body in some sort of thang hack from huh? toilet
head
seats to around your head.
Have I? Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's mm-hmm. put things in your pockets.
Yes, she has. Uh-huh. So from head to butt. I don't yes. know if she's done anything to your toes. And then she's basically ruined every room in your house. We've sawed holes in the floor of our living room.
Yep.
We have ruined an entire bathroom.
Ruined?
Now we move to the automobile this
your
week.
Car. Help you clean up your car because if you have kids, you know there's crumbs everywhere. There's okay. chips, there's toys, there's all kind of stuff.
You know what? Let's not always blame kids for
well,
the
sometimes
crumbs.
Sometimes adults.
It's,
yes. it,
we all make crumbs in our car.
That is true.
There's no doubt about that.
But we know one thing that kids always have. They have putty.
Putty.
They do
you know
have
that
putty.
They always play with that putty.
I almost answered lice when you were saying that. You know what all
mice
kids have?
Putty.
Lice.
But
so that putty, right?
I get what you're saying. My daughter was playing around with some putty the other day, and she loves to trick it out and modify it. So she starts adding water and glitter and
ooh,
other things.
Yes.
Ooh, next thing you know, it becomes extra
putty,
sticky and horrible.
And they also have that little slime hand that you just take and you smack something, smack a wall.
Yeah, I know uh-huh. exactly what you're talking about.
Well, since they like to, you don't take care of their stuff anyway. You take that putty, take that little slime hand, and you just smack it on some dirt in your car, and you pick that stuff right on up. Clean out your car with that dirty putty. It's dirty anyway, right? Always dirty.
You've turned the
always
slime
dirty.
Hand and the yes. putty into
take
the Indiana
little,
Jones whip.
Take that little uh-huh. green hand of slime and just pop, and you pick up that French fry on the floor.
So then it's sort of a game for you.
Yeah. Whoosh. How about it? Just whew. Yeah. Whoosh. And you just use that putty. It's dirty anyway.
Wait,
come
what?
On now.
This isn't the worst idea I heard you come
all right
up
then.
With.
See? I'm I told you it's going to help
that
somebody.
That doesn't make it good, but you are correct yeah. also. Because it's very inefficient. I mean, to have to
very
one French fry at a time as opposed to, I don't know, a vacuum. And why are you doing a victory dance during all of
because,
this?
Because I'm glad you enjoy it and you probably will. Someone will use it today.
They're going to
no,
use
I didn't
someone's
say that.
Someone's hitting on vacation and they're going to say, we have putty in the car right now. And that little cup holder that gets nasty, just take that putty and just stick it in there and just swirl
stick
it.
Stick it in there. So
and
is,
pick it up.
Is this putty sticky? Because I've never known putty to pick up a yeah. French fry.
Sticky, well, sticky slime or take that little hand. And just
the hand it. The hand itself the hand could itself. Probably do it.
The hand itself uh-huh. is sticky. Actually,
and
what you
fun.
Can do is to get your children involved, just have them put their hands out and you can wipe the putty on their sticky, gross hands. Actually, you know what? That's what you should do. Is it's a whole new game. What's that game called where kids do Miss Mary Mac?
Yeah.
What
Mac.
Is that? Uh-huh. What's
I don't
that
know what
hand
it's called.
Thing called?
Oh,
I called it Miss Mary Mac.
Yeah, that's all I called
the
it.
Hand slap, whap yeah. uh-huh. yeah. So because kids' hands are all sticky and gross anyway, you just have them play that game with the floor of your car. So it's
and
Miss Mary
it
Mac.
Well,
French
can...
fries are picked up here.
Well, they handle their own area. You uh-huh. know, just do that.
But I also feel like if you really want this to work, you have to put super glue on their hands so the stuff really sticks, so then they can do this.
There you go.
That's how you clean your car.
We're bringing it together.
Why spend 50 cents at the vacuum place when you can do this instead?
And if they're misbehaving in the back seat, you take that little hand and just smack the seat.
Now that I was thinking smack them in the forehead.
You could. Yep. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yo, Merry Christmas. Very merry.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Yes. What do you have going on this weekend? Always love to know. I love to know those humans out there. They're actually paying attention to the show. They're doing stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or they're doing nothing. I don't care. It really doesn't matter. Text in 52353. Let us know what you got going on this weekend. Today in particular looks amazing for weather.
I know.
Yeah, I literally just checked.
Yeah, my mom told me this morning, because you know I call Trigger early in the morning every day. So she was like, oh, the weather's going to be great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunny, breezy, high 82 today.
I know. That's nice. Like, the weather is going to be great, because she didn't yell at me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have to understand,
really
Monica calls her mom every morning at, was it 5 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
5 a.m. Wakes her up.
Yeah, I do.
Wakes her up, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wakes her up.
Occasionally, there's some times where she's up watching Westerns or something, but...
Westerns,
you know,
wow.
Yeah, she loves Westerns. So
So is she a fan of Old Town Road? Is that does that work for her?
John Wayne. Yeah.
It's got a Western sort of feel to
it. It does.
She's just hanging out. But yeah, she did say the weather was going to be great while she was sitting there just enjoying.
That's right. I'm up early.
Usually
watching me some
like,
John
what?
Wayne.
She's like, the weather's going to be great. I'm like,
she's in a good mood today.
That's what she was happy today.
It's supposed to be sunny all day.
Yep. So what do you got going on? I am such a dork, by the way. Because I'm very excited for what I've got going on this weekend.
What's that?
I'm going to a very big farmer's market.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be swimming in cukes.
That's right.
He's going to be poor is what he's going to be.
I'm going to be what?
Hmm? Poor.
I'm going to be poor.
But you're going to be making porridge.
And
all
make
those
porridge.
I really didn't understand what you said there. I thought you said make it pour. I'm like, is that like make it rain, but something different? I don't know what that is.
You are going to make a torrential downpour at the farmer's market.
I am going to make it rain at the farmer's market tomorrow. I've been driving my family crazy all week because I have to go. I'm going to Raleigh tonight. I want to. I'm going to a concert for a band called Vampire Weekend.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, Raleigh has a huge farmer's market. All right, I know everyone's leaving now. They don't even care.
But you're very excited
about
this farmer's market.
It's huge. 30,000 square feet. I was showing pictures to my 10-year-old daughter last night. She didn't care.
What did she say?
She's like, wow, that's really big, Dad. It's great.
Oh, great.
Hey, they get to reap the benefits of all of the food and the produce.
So you have a menu?
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I need to go see what's fresh in the ingredients.
Okay.
I want to be like, you know when they show videos of chefs and they show them in these markets?
Yep.
And they walk in and they hold this up and they go... And they smell on it because they act like they know what they're doing? Uh-huh. I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk up and be like, oh, yes. This chervil is in season, or whatever the heck it is.
Are you going to make sure that somebody's watching you when you do it?
You have to.
Or maybe I'll have my wife film me so I can send it to you guys. I'll pretend I'm on my own Travel Channel thing, but I'm in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yep. Travel Channel, Raleigh. That's right, baby. I wonder if they have that in other countries. Do you think they have that in other countries? Because, you know, you watch like Travel Channel and we get these guys and they go to random exotic locations and they're in Thailand and they go to some street vendor in Thailand or they go to Polynesia, someplace, you know, country you've never heard of.
Yeah.
So if you go to, say, Thailand, do they sit down and watch some guy go to Raleigh?
Maybe. I think so. Why not?
I'm in Raleigh on a weird place called North Carolina.
They are very intrigued.
As far as we know, there's also a South Carolina, but we've never been there before. Here in this Raleigh, they have, look, there it is, right there, over there, an Arby's. Look at that. I wonder if they do things like that. Probably not.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, we have an update on an old friend. I love me some Bodie McBoatface.
Oh.
Remember the boat?
I do remember that.
Bodie McBoatface. Antoine, do you know the boat?
I do not know Bodie McBoatface.
You don't know Bodie McBoatface?
Never heard that before in my life.
So there's a scientific research ship in England, and they ran a contest online, and they said, whatever name gets the most votes, that's what we're going to name this boat. Well, a viral sensation took off of people wanting to name the boat Bodie McBoatface. and it won by a lot.
Bodie McBoatface.
And they held to it. They said, fine, the boat will be named Bodie McBoatface. Mm-hmm. Well, I am here to report we have an update. Bodie went on his maiden voyage.
Okay.
And made a major scientific discovery.
Oh.
If you had a boat, what would you name it? Think on
Medusa.
That. Medusa.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That just came to you so fast.
Because you don't want people to look at your boat? Is
they
that what
look
it
at
is?
And they'd be like, oh, shock.
And they fall
they,
in the
yeah,
water.
Yeah, then you fall.
I would go with ship happens.
Ship oh, happens. Okay. Ooh, I like that one.
I also like up your boat, and it has two T's for
I,
boats.
I would worry with ship happens. You're like almost inviting somebody to like tag graffiti your boat just yeah. to do that name. That's, switch that
so
name
I'm,
up.
You're right. You're right, Antoine. Thank you. Up your boat is the winner. That is mine.
Number two.
Today's fake outrage is brought to you by a bikini.
Okay.
A bikini. Everybody's very mad at a bikini this morning.
Why?
I don't think I've ever been mad at a bikini before.
I very rarely am mad at a bikini. They're mad because this bikini's on sale.
That's a good thing.
Nope.
It's on sale.
Nope. Not according to these people. That is wrong because that does not help it be ethically sourced. That's what we actually have here. There is a bikini company. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary. So they announced that they were going to do 1,000 string bikinis for just a dollar.
Oh.
So it's a 10th anniversary promotion.
Yeah. A dollar.
Twitter is furious.
No, you can't be mad at that.
Disgusting. Questionable ethics from misguided people. How can a bikini be ethically sourced if you made it for $1? Please don't buy. It's a sale, people.
Yeah.
They're it's not like they making money sandals. Off of it. You might be paying $1 for a misguided bikini with free delivery, but the implication of your purchasing will have consequences for garment workers everywhere.
Gosh, you gotta take it there.
I know, really. They all need to go out for happy hour, please. Just, yeah. You don't need to be mad at the bikini. Oh, bikini ain't never done nothing wrong to nobody.
Number one.
I like this one. A lot of times we have Uber news that's bad. We had the one about the surge pricing, where
yes.
they were artificially inflating the surge pricing. We've had ones where people are faking that they're Uber drivers, or lousy Uber drivers for that mm-hmm. matter. This one is cool. So Uber is trying to help out restaurants, because Uber Eats, while convenient, for a lot of restaurants, this is tough because Uber takes 20 to 30% of the cut. Mm-hmm. And if you are not a franchise restaurant, if you're just a locally owned business, that is your profit margin.
Yeah.
So now you're delivering the food. You're the one paying for everything. You're doing the man hours. And then they're basically getting the profit side yep. of it. But you're in a situation, too, where you kind of have to do it because so many people do Uber Eats, Grubhub, any yep. of those. But really what you would like is people to come into your restaurant. So what Uber is doing is they're increasing programs with restaurants where you can get Uber vouchers, where it's either the restaurant or Uber, or they partner together. They'll send you on your app, hey, here's a $10 voucher if you want to come to .. restaurant tonight. We have a happy hour special. So it gets you not driving, which is a good yeah. one, you know, if you're going to go enjoy cocktails or whatever. And it gets foot traffic into the restaurant
right.
as well. So I like
good.
That one. Yeah. Like, that's a great idea.
Switch it up.
Yeah, because if you're a restaurant, shoot, fine, I'll pay $8 to get here. Here's our cocktail menu. Enjoy.
It's birthday scam week on the K92 Morning Thing.
Counting down the top five birthday scams of the entire year, as voted by you. Sort of a surprise number one, but really what put this one over the edge was the way it ended. People were stopping me in the halls asking about this birthday scam here at work.
Uh-huh.
They don't even like us here, and they love this birthday scam. Most popular birthday scam of the year, the dumb doghouse.
Number one.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Martin. We haven't met yet, but I just moved into the neighborhood right down the block from you in that house with the green shutters.
Okay, yeah, I saw you guys coming in. I thought you guys were fixing it up, but you moved in. It's great. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
So is there something I could do for you?
Well, I ran into your wife, Erin, last week when I was out walking my dog. And she was very, very nice. And she said, Martin, if you need help with anything, just give us a call. So here I am.
Yeah, that's my wife for you. I'm happy to help.
Great, because I want to build a doghouse for my backyard. But a bunch of my stuff is still in storage from the move.
I understand. So what can I do?
Well, this is going to sound a little silly, but with all of the moving, I can't find my hammer. Could I just borrow a hammer from you?
Sure, that's no problem. I have a few hammers lying around.
Okay, cool. That'd be great. So if you have a hammer, maybe you have some nails, too, because I don't have any nails.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess I would have nails. I have to look at my workbench to see what I have.
That's great. Hopefully you have a lot of nails, because I don't know how many nails it's going to take, but I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of nails.
I have some.
Thank you, neighbor. I appreciate it. This is going to be a great doghouse.
Okay, great. Maybe you could stop by tonight, get the hammer, and I'll see what I have for nails.
That's fantastic. You must be kind of a handyman, right?
I would like to think so.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do you happen to have a circular saw? Because these instructions say I'm going to need a circular saw to cut the wood for the doghouse, and I don't have one.
Yeah, I do, but...
Oh, that's great. Your wife said you'd be happy to help, and I really appreciate it. So I can use your saw, fantastic, and I've got the hammer and the nails. So really, the only other thing is wood. How are you fixed for wood? Because I'm looking for a 4x8 sheet of plywood to start. Do you have that?
Wait a minute. I'm happy to let you use the hammer, but I don't know about all this other stuff.
Oh, you know what? I get it. I completely understand. You don't want to be lending stuff out, and you don't know when it's going to come back. I understand that.
Yeah. I like to help.
Of course, but you don't know me, and you don't want me taking your saw and your wood and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I have an idea then. Why don't we build the doghouse at your place? Because you have that garage, right?
Yeah, I have a garage.
Perfect. This way, you don't have to lend out any of your tools and worry about them coming back. We'll keep everything in your garage.
No. I don't know if that's...
So how about this Saturday? Does that work for you? I could come over, and as long as you've got all the stuff ready, we could just knock this thing out in no time.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Slow down.
Okay.
I would like to help you out.
And I really appreciate that, because Erin said I could count on you. She's anything you need, Martin. She says anything at all, just call Jason, and he'd be happy to help. And I really, really appreciate that, because, you know, your wife Erin is right. You are a really, really good person.
Well, I'm trying to be a good person, but hold on a minute. I mean, I'd like to help you, but you want to build a doghouse, mm-hmm. but you don't have any other tools or supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to just ask me to build the whole thing myself.
You would do that? That is fantastic. Thank you.
No, Martin, I'm not going to do
that. So just bang it out on Saturday, and I'll be by on Sunday morning to pick it up. Thank you, neighbor.
No. Listen to me. I'll be happy to help you out.
And I am happy to take that help, so thank you.
No, sir, I'm not going to build a doghouse for you. I don't even know you.
Well, that doesn't sound very neighborly.
Well, neither does asking a complete stranger to build a doghouse for you for free.
Okay, fine, never mind. What about radio repair? Do you do radio repair?
What? No.
Well, then you're not going to be able to hear yourself on K92 because you're on right now on a birthday scam. Hi.
I'm not repairing your radio.
No, it's fine. I don't need you to.
Repair your radio so I can hear myself. That makes no sense.
Jason, you're on a birthday scam right now. It's Zach from K92. Hi, Jason.
Yeah.
You're on the radio right now. This is a prank phone call.
I'm on the radio right now. You don't even have a radio. You want me to repair your radio?
I don't need a radio. I am the radio.
You're just going to try to trick me into making a radio for Jason.
Repairing
your radio by slow down. I'm going to be on the radio. That's kind of crazy.
No, Jason, like, you're on the radio. You're on.
You want me to pay your mortgage too and your taxes? This is crazy.
Jason,
this is
from...
What the hell do you get off calling me? I'm going to talk to my wife about this.
This is from your wife. Yes. This is a birthday scam from your wife.
I'm not taking this anymore. Get off my phone. Bye.
Jason?
Yeah. Top birthday scam of the year. You know, I got a bone to pick with salad dressing, but we'll hang on to that for a second because Antoine was treated rudely by an animal.
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told, fork you, you filthy animal?
Fork you!
What happened?
Fork you to the cat that was in the parking lot the other day. I couldn't leave my parking spot because, and I think it's an older cat. It has to be because the older the animals get, the more rude they become.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
But
you know what I would say a lot of times? Humans.
For
as
people
well.
Too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I couldn't back out of my spot because a cat started walking behind the car and then it just stayed there.
Wouldn't move.
And like, the engine was going, I blew the horn. Like
nothing.
It wouldn't move. And then I got out the car. And then the cat looked at me, and it gave me a look that it wasn't a friendly cat, and I didn't want to put myself in that position in the public.
Trying to be too real.
I just went and got back in my Jeep.
You lost.
And I just waited, and then the cat.
The cat had you.
Hey,
it got you.
I picked that battle, and I chose not to fight it. I'm sorry,
Monica. Antoine got beat up by a cat.
You got punked by a cat.
I did. That cat sat there and licked itself.
Yeah. If it was in my driveway where I had a little bit, where I had home field advantage.
Uh huh.
But that was a cat out in the parking lot. Didn't have an owner. Like that was a traveling cat.
Oh,
it was.
So fork you to the traveling cat.
It was one of those hooligan gypsy cats that drive around town. They torment poor sweet men like Antoine.
Yeah, that cat got you.
How dare they? Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Monica Brooks.
Fork you to the guy that was on his bike yesterday. It was foggy.
It was very foggy yesterday.
And I'm like, do you have to be out right now? Do you have to? And you have one little light, so it's a little flicker. But no one can see you. No one can really truly see you.
Right, it's very early in the morning when we're heading to work, so it's not. There's no sun.
It's not safe.
Why is that person out biking so
early?
Biking,
and there was one girl that was running, but you couldn't see her until she was right there at you.
And it was really foggy yesterday,
too. Very foggy. I'm like, can you just take the day? Or just wait?
For your safety.
Yeah.
And was it recreational biking, or maybe was this one of the bike-to-work people? Because I see one of those Dorkeltons all the time on my way to work, and I think to myself, man, it's June. I'm practically sweating in my air-conditioned car right now.
Why do that? Just take a day.
What are you like when you get to work? Unless you work in, say, asphalt. Then I understand. What's the point? I'm going to be sweaty all day long.
It probably doesn't wear deodorant.
What do you need to? If you go smell like asphalt all day long, deodorant when you get home. Yeah. Treat yourself at the end of the day. That makes total sense to me. And yeah, if it's foggy and you're on any sort of moped, bike, or you're running, maybe you want to take the morning
just
off.
Take it.
Or you got to get further onto the sidewalk. You know what? Run in people's front yards. I'm okay with that.
Just wait till the fog clears.
No.
If you can.
Gotta get that runner's high, man. That's what it is.
Fork you!
Salad dressing. I mean, it's a necessity in life because without it, salad is just naked and stupid.
That's true.
It must be dressed.
I think it's a choking hazard without a dress.
Well, it's a not
dressing.
Delicious
it's a
hazard.
Plant. Yeah. At that point, finding salad dressing is just a plant.
Another day, because I try to be all healthy and stuff, but I use salad for lunch. I got a salad here at work, so I pour the dressing on it. I had a little container, and as I put that container back closed to put on thing, dripped all the way down my pants, the entire thing, and it was oil dressing.
Ooh. Oh, so that's not coming out.
This was not a big white ranch. It was just...
That looks bad.
And how is it that the second oil touches your pants or clothes of any kind, the second, it has immediately, permanently found itself into the fabric? You can dump Niagara Falls on that thing and it won't wash out. It won't rinse off.
It's dry and stained at that very moment.
And you know what? Furthermore, I would just like to add
Fork you!
To my wife, because I didn't feel like her sense of urgency toward my pants was strong enough when I came home.
Oh, what did she say?
Well, I informed her and I let her know because she is in charge of the laundry in the house. And she said, okay, yeah, I'll put some Zout on that or the magic stuff. That was 2 days ago. It has not been zouted.
Oh, she's got your pants.
I feel like it's just living inside there.
Yeah.
That's it. Those pants are done.
They are done.
That oil is festered.
It's gone.
Very upset. Let's say good morning to Seth. Hello, Seth.
Hello. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Fork you.
What's up, Seth?
Oh, not much, man.
Go ahead.
Fork you to my neighbor's cat. He is literally the devil. He was actually talking to me like a week ago, and his cat come up. And keep in mind, this cat's got, like, the pet cemetery eyes of a cat.
Okay, so very scary.
Very scary looking. Then he come up, and he was rubbing on, being all nice. I was like, all right, well, I've heard this cat's evil, but he's being nice. So I pet him, and I was talking to my neighbor, and I quit paying attention to the cat. And all of a sudden, something comes around and locks onto my arm. I mean, with his teeth.
And it was
the
cat.
Jump up. It was a cat, and I was like, man, what the crap? And all of a sudden, he jumped up and locked on me again. And then, like, I tried to shoo him away, and he just, like, hair stands up and starts hissing at me, clawing, will not move, pretty much punched me down on my own porch.
See?
That was probably a traveling cat.
That's what it was.
See? Like, the cat that wouldn't let me get out of a parking spot.
Yep. And now Seth has rabies, too, so
I got back in my car.
I like Seth.
Yep. You know, and here's what's going to happen. We either have a very mean neighboring cat, or Seth has been drinking, and he just got bit by a possum. He doesn't even have neighbors. Like, there's not even a cat involved. Hang on, Seth. I like him. Let's get him into the movie thing. Stephanie, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Young Stephanie.
Fork you to all the people that confirm and schedule for a job interview
and then just don't show up.
This is a new thing, ghosting jobs.
Yes.
That's a weird one, though.
Never heard this before, but people do this now. Job interview, set it up, they don't come. Or there are people, they get the job. Then you never hear from them again. What is that, Stephanie?
Actually, that's exactly what happened. We hired someone, and then after their 2 weeks were up, they were supposed to start. They never showed up, so now we're doing more interviews. Out of 9 yesterday, 3 people showed up.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah.
I showed up for an interview, and they forgot that they had scheduled my interview. So I was waiting, and I waited so long, they were like, you're hired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a test.
Right.
It was a test.
That was here.
Oh, that's what it was. Yep. It was here.
After a week, we thought, well, she's just going to keep coming, and she's pretty funny. So, yeah. Let's go ahead.
Hey.
Man, this might be one of the biggest weeks we've had on the thing, and maybe the history of the K92 morning thing. We gave away $10,000.
Sure did.
We did the top 5 birthday scams of the entire year.
Yes.
And we did stuff. Moments.
Other things.
Right. We go through the show and we say, what were those other things? And try to figure out the top 3 moments of the week. Count them down. Sort of look back. Recap all the different things we said. The terrible ideas we had. The fact that we were bad friends. That's in here too. And Antoine's ultimate sin. What's that one in the Bible? Or is it original sin? Is there an ultimate sin, like super sin? Is there one of those?
I will have to Google that information.
I know.
It's in the Bible. Look it up. Yeah, definitely. So
the worst of the worst.
Your top moments of the week. We started with a very bad idea that Antoine wanted no part of, but Monica was definitely on board. And I said, hey, if your goal is to get rid of bad habits, then you need to let Monica shock you every time you try to have a soda. He doesn't want to administer his own shock. I'll just take the soda. Well, luckily for him, you can designate someone as your digital guardian.
It won't be Monica.
And Monica will be allowed to give you the shock instead. It gets 150 shocks per charge. So, Antoine, this will last you about a day when Monica's done with you.
I'll never charge it back up. The battery just died.
You'll be passed out on the floor. I'll tell you this much, you'll never want a soda again.
That's for certain. See?
You'll have also peed your pants 3 or 4 times, but you will.
But it works.
Exactly.
I don't trust Monica
that
much.
The goal is to drink less soda, all right? You're welcome. Yep. A shock collar you can buy. Actually, it's a bracelet on Amazon and shock yourself every time you do your bad habit. Or you have someone in your life. I love it says someone you trust. I wouldn't trust anybody with the shock collar.
Not at all.
Because I don't care who you are. Even if you're the most trustworthy person on earth, the temptation is too great to at least a few times. And how far? What's the distance? I mean, can I do it if I'm in Rochester, New York on a business trip? Hey, how's it going? Sorry about that. Top clip 2. Antoine, you and I were very bad friends because Monica Brooks loves crab.
She does.
The seafood, the shellfish, meat, all of those things. But she's also sadly apparently allergic to shellfish and she wants to eat it so bad, but it's going to do so many things to her throat. So we were not supportive, Antoine. You and I started talking about getting a craving for crab. In July, I'm going up to the Chesapeake Bay for a couple days.
Why you gotta talk about that?
I'm gonna get crabs. I'm gonna get crab legs. Oh. I'm gonna take a boomerang and me sucking that crab leg and I'm gonna send it to you.
I've been getting after friends because I see them going out there and enjoying their crab legs. I'm like, oh, really?
Yep.
And I see them on Snapchat. I'm like,
Antoine, are you a shellfish person?
Yes.
Okay, let's
I love crab legs. Right. Let's do it.
Let's get some today.
Really?
Let's do it. I'm on board.
K92 morning thing. Bad friends all the time. Yep. Let's go. It's got to be a crab leg happy hour around here somewhere.
I would actually argue that if Monica doesn't support us getting crabs, she's actually the bad friend. She's letting her allergy keep us from joy.
You have lots of good suggestions today. I like that.
Maybe I'll dip crab meat in butter and just.
How dare you deprive us? Shame on you. Top moment of the week. Shame on you, Antoine Terrell. Yeah, the time for us agreeing with each other is over. Antoine's confessional, a shocking confessional of something he did as a child. Not only did he lie, get a stranger in trouble, he then took the reward.
He
took the upgrade because of all of this. Antoine broke a TV in a hotel when he was a teenager, setting up his Xbox in true stereotypical teenager fashion.
Yes.
And what he did next, instead of admitting the truth, was this.
We called the front desk and pretended that the TV was broken when we arrived. They apologized for our inconvenience and upgraded our rooms.
What?
Our rooms got upgraded
because of the inconvenience. Because they use, like, his parents use, like, some kind of points or something.
Crime paid.
And so,
you
therefore,
got a better room, probably with a view at the beach to not look at while you played your Xbox on this blood money television.
And so we had to lie to his parents to say, yeah, we were just joking with the manager saying, hey, is there any chance we can get an upgrade on our room? And they were like, yeah. And they upgrade our room.
And they probably charged
the previous guest.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
Shame.
Tell you this much, I'm never going on vacation with Antoine because when vacation karma gets him, I don't want
to
be there.
We had to fly out to Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta share a room with him.
I'm gonna get us an upgrade. I'm gonna get us an upgrade, guys.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Antoine, if you get us an upgrade, we're gonna sit in that room and eat crab legs the whole time.
Awesome.
And rub it into Monica Brooks. I'm gonna knock on your door with a crab leg.
Tap, tap, tap.
Okay, you know what? I'm evil too. Let's do this.
There we go.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We're going back to it. Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. I know we talked about it earlier this month.
Yes.
About them getting into the ring and fighting.
Correct.
Never gonna happen.
The UFC. Well, they say there's some truth to the tweet and that they had a private phone call and that something is in the works for them to be in the octagon.
No.
Yes.
See? No.
This came out just yesterday, last night.
That's not real.
Yes. And this is TMZ reporting it, too.
TMZ is reporting that
Justin Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise is going to do it.
And they had a talk about it.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
It's not believe you. I just don't believe that Tom Cruise is not going to do that.
Yeah, they thought it was a joke, but they said there is something now, some truth behind that tweet. So they've had conversations.
And the way the headlines have been worded is Justin Bieber agrees to fight with Tom Cruise.
Okay, but Tom Cruise, has he been contacted on this at all?
Well, if he agrees to fight, so that means somebody else other than Justin put that fight out
there.
They
had secret phone calls, and this is coming out from last night.
So this ain't even Biebs' idea. Uh-uh. This may be Tom's or somebody else's.
Call out Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise is in great shape.
Oh, no, Tom will kill that boy.
And I think Tom is like, all right, this would be fantastic for me, because then I could just, you know, show off my skills, and I think he's waiting to show off.
I get it with somebody like Tom Cruise. What is he now, 50?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I'm not 50, but I'm also not 30 anymore. And you get to a certain age, me now, and you still want to prove I am still a human being who has athletic skills.
I can still
do this. I mean, that's why I work out at the gym. That's why I can throw down a 42-inch box jump. Yes.
You feel good about it.
I will fight you in the streets if I have to. Mm-hmm. And so that's where Tom is. He's going to obliterate that kid.
I know.
Because Bieber, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that hunger.
I don't know. I think he does.
We all going to get our popcorn and sit there and watch if it does happen.
I think he might punch his eyeball out. I'm telling you.
Because you would pay for it. You would pay to watch it.
I would definitely watch it.
I feel like Tom has everything to lose in that fight.
Yes.
Because if Bieber loses, we expect that to happen. Most people probably rooting for it.
Tom, he rules Hollywood.
If Tom loses, his career is over.
Yeah.
Because everything he has ever done is replaced by the guy that got beat up by Justin Bieber. Who wants that as their label?
I know.
I mean, it's almost a badge of honor to say Tom Cruise beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Bieber kicked my butt.
Yep.
You're over, man. You're not even big in China anymore. You're out of here.
Yeah.
What? I still don't believe
it's
that's going to happen.
It's crazy, but we'll see.
Who would win in a fight? You know what? I almost like that as a new segment. Who would win in a fight?
Who would win in a fight?
Who would it be?
There we go.
Get on that, Antoine. That sounds like something you'd be into.
I'll set it up. I'll get
all
there.
It's like MTV. They had celebrity deathmatch or something with the little clay people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll start putting that together then.
I had an idea for a video game for many years. I still think it would be a great idea. I'll put it out here now, and if you steal my idea, just give me money or I'll sue you.
No.
It's one of those sort of old school Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter type fighting games, but all the characters on it are B-level celebrities. So we're talking Urkel, Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, you know, all the people on Full House, stuff like that. And then, so a death match of Baby Michelle taking on, you know, Urkel, that sort of thing.
Death match.
Who wouldn't want to play that game?
I would play it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rihanna, she sat down with Seth Meyers, and what people are talking about now is that Rihanna, she asked the question, she says, if I quit music, what should I do? She doesn't need to do anything.
She's
exactly.
A billionaire.
Yeah. And on top of that, she is engaged or dating a billionaire.
Yeah.
So
but she has She has like that kind of work ethic to where she needs to be doing something. Busy. She'll be bored.
Well, she runs Fenty. She doesn't need anything else.
But how busy is she running Fenty?
She probably has a lot of people, a lot of staff, and they're taking care of everything. They're pushing out the post, and now she's like, if I don't do anything,
read a book. Yeah. Holy God.
Yeah.
I don't know. Catch up on this season of Stranger Things. Yeah, how about something like that?
Yeah, but day drinking with Seth Meyers. What do I do?
Yeah, I saw that. They were drinking all day. That was the segment. I like that. I like that idea too. Put that on the list.
All right.
Day drinking with Seth Meyers. It's summertime, man. So, Monica Brooks, you were chosen first. That means you get to go first.
Oh.
Please spell Moby Dick. Moby Dick.
Is there any kind of weird spelling to it?
The rapper.
Moby Dick.
Moby
the
Dick.
Rapper. Okay.
Monica's favorite.
Do y'all know him?
I am not speaking on this.
Nope.
Do you know him?
Nope. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look, I go to Wikipedia. Okay. It's a list of rappers, man. I just take them out of there. I don't care if they're popular or what.
Maybe he's M-O-B-Y-D-I-C.
Okay.
Moby Dick.
Okay.
M-O-B-Y-D-I-C is...
That means you're wrong.
Your chance to steal, Antoine, Moby Dick.
I've never heard of this.
Doesn't matter.
But it's in the first round, so I'm going to say Moby Dick. M-O-B-Y-D-I-C-K. Moby Dick.
Ah! That means you're wrong.
Sorry, no points for anybody. The correct spelling of our friend Moby Dick is M-O-B-D-I-C-K. So M-O space B period
okay.
D-I-C-K. Yeah. No points for anybody on that one.
I don't hate that much.
Okay, yeah. Antoine, yours in round one. Please spell three times crazy.
Oh, gosh.
What? Three times crazy.
And this is a round one word?
This is an entourage of three different people that make up the collective three times crazy.
Three times crazy. All right. Three times crazy. The number three. Okay. I don't know why I'm staring at Monica like she's going to help. The number three.
So far, so good.
I want to throw an X in there. Like algebra.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to go the letter X for times.
Okay.
And then C-R-A-Z-Y. Three times crazy.
That's what I was thinking.
That means you're wrong.
I can't say anything because you have to go.
So close. Monica, your chance to steal.
Because I was thinking the same thing. The number three. X, times.
Yeah, sure.
Crazy. C-R-A-Z-E-E.
Ooh.
Crazy. Three times crazy.
You must have been close.
So close, both of you. The correct spelling of three times crazy is 3X K-R-A-Z-Y. Crazy. No points. Okay, move to round two of the game. Monica Brooks, please spell marvelous. Marvelous. And I do believe it's marvelous is how I'm going to say it. Marvelous.
Okay, so marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Marvelous.
I just like saying this guy's name. I don't know how to do it. Marvelous.
Hey, Ma. It's like, so it's probably
please spell
marvelous.
Marvelous.
Oh, is it marvelous?
Marvelous.
Okay, I thought he was short.
No.
Okay.
Marvelous.
Okay.
Marvelous.
So, I think he's probably marvelous. M-A-R. Something stupid.
You say that every time.
Something stupid. Capital V.
Ooh. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You're correct so far. M-A-R-V is correct so far.
Marvelous. No. What is he doing? That's stupid. All right, probably.
Marvelous.
A hyphen L-E-S-S. Marvelous.
Okay.
Less.
A hyphen L-E-S-S.
No.
No, you've already.
What? That's stupid.
M-A-R-V.
Because it can't be just. Yes. I don't
hyphen L-E-S-S.
I almost need to write it out so I can see it.
She's writing in the air. So you're going with Marv-less.
Marvelous.
Is.
That means you're wrong.
Antoine, if you get this one right, you win.
No.
You get it wrong, you get your word for the round. Here we go.
Okay.
Marvelous.
Marvelous. M-A-R-V.
Yes.
Like I'm almost saying Marvelous. Like he's lusting in Marv.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Marvelous. No. M-A-R-V. Marvelous. E-L-U-S-S?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
The correct spelling of marvelous is M-A-R-V-A-L-O-U-S. L-E-S-S. Marva-less.
Marva-less.
So I had the less.
Marva-less. That is correct.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Antoine, here's yours in round two. If you get it right, you win. Right. If not, Monica, it's a chance to steal. If not, we go to tiebreaker. Right. Here we go. We've had marvelous. Now we have curious. Please spell curious. I don't know why I'm saying curious. It. Curious. Marvelous and curious. And they should curious. They need to tour together, these two.
Curious.
Curious. Yes.
C-U-R-I-O-U-S. I'm just going for regular. Nope.
Oh, see, I thought that was it.
Sorry.
I thought that would be it.
Spell it correctly,
be?
Monica. You win. If curious. Not, tiebreaker.
Curious. What are you doing that's stupid?
What are you doing that's stupid? Curious.
Okay, so C-U-R-I-O-U-Z.
Oh.
What?
That means you're
sorry,
wrong.
You the correct spelling is K-U-R-I-O-U-S. So curious, that's but with a K.
Stupid.
Tiebreaker.
Of course they're stupid. This is how you play the game.
This game.
Okay, tiebreaker time.
Goodness.
Summer foursome on the way at 9 o'clock. Y'all buzz in with your name. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Please spell.
SZA.
Mon.
Yes, Monica.
Yeah. SZA. That's S-Z-A, SZA.
S-Z-A, SZA is...
correct.
Darn it. SZA.
I knew that one. You're going to ruin it.
Yep, the correct spelling of SZA is S-Z-A.
Yes.
That's all you got to do.
I knew that one.
SZA! All he was trying to do was go pee, and then disaster struck.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Stories yanked out of the headlines. Guy was just trying to go pee. Then blanks. Is it A? Has a snake jump out of the toilet and bite him. B. Falls off a mountain. Or C. Wins a lottery.
I'm going to go with lottery.
You won the lottery.
I'm going positive energy. I'm going positive vibes on this Friday.
Okay, good. You know what? It's nice to have positive vibes. I love positive vibes. And no. I'm sorry.
No.
That means you're wrong.
Fell off a mountain.
Dang.
60 feet off of a mountain.
Ugh.
While trying to pee, this dude in Canada fell 60 feet down an embankment. He was on Dilworth Mountain.
Dilworth.
Yep. 4 in the afternoon. Helicopter had to come and pick him up. Broke both his ankles and his legs.
Dang.
Just to try to pee.
Just had to pee.
Did he get a chance to zip up?
I don't have that information.
Well, did he unzip? Did he get that far? We don't know when he fell.
I think he probably had an emergency pee, and he's like a blast off. He hit a rock, fell down the mountain.
A blast off pee.
Because I call it blast off because I have to go pee. It's like a blast off pee. He's like, woo, you know.
And do you rise up off the toilet?
That's what happened in my head.
Okay, I see what this is then. According to Monica, the way this went down is he started to pee, and it was a blast-off pee. So
yes.
Much like, say, a fire hose,
yes.
It just shot him backwards.
Shot back.
And he's just all and, over
yeah.
the place.
Yeah,
and shot him off the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have the visual of Monica hovering above the toilet because she has a long blast-off pee. She's like a hoverboard.
She's like David Blaine pee. When she does the levitation trick. It's just she has to pee. That's how it works. Next story. Drunk woman gets out of a DUI because blank. A, she was driving a toy truck. B, she was driving with her eyes closed. Or C, she was driving naked.
It's A. Yes, I've seen the
that's
woman.
The toy truck.
Okay, that's what you're going with.
Correct. You are correct. Yes. It is the woman. 25-year-old Megan Holman, South Carolina.
Yep.
Rolling down the street in a Power Wheels truck.
It was like for a 2-year-old. But she was getting it.
So she got pulled over by police because she was under the influence.
Yep.
And they gave her a ticket. She got out of the ticket because she was not in a mode of transport, but was in a toy.
Fair enough.
So a horse, mode of transport. You can get a DUI on a horse. Bicycle, mode of transport. But I guess so what if someone was pulling you in a wagon? How would that work? Is that a DUI? If the person
it's on wheels.
What if the person pulling you is drunk? So is that a DUI because they're pulling you in a wagon?
I don't know.
Because this power wheel has wheels,
yes.
But it's not a mode of transportation, according to this story. Final story. This will freak you out a little bit. It's about hackers. Hackers can get your password now just by blank. A, listening to how you type. B, reading your mind. Or C, tricking your kids.
A.
I'm going tricking your kids.
Antoine, that does seem like a decent answer, but it is wrong. Monica Brooks, you are correct.
Yes.
Of course.
Listening to how you type, there are now hackers. They're able to figure out passwords by deciphering the sound waves generated by your fingers tapping on the smartphone touchscreens. And what they're doing is tricking you into downloading some app that the microphone is active.
Uh-huh.
So then they're recording the tack, 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 tack.
And they know it, yeah.
People and then they know.
Evil.
And they find out that Monica Brooks' password, boobmonkey12, is...
My password, they don't talk about it.
Monica Brooks has used the passwords in the past, tongue and dirty five.
Oh, yes.
That was a password. Yeah, you don't get to hear that one.
Nope.
Let's see. That was another one.
That was what I heard about. Yep.
And it's all good until you have to call someone because you're having a problem. They say, ma'am, could you please tell me your password? And you say, no, I believe my account has been hacked.
I'm
sorry.
I'll just stay locked out.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.